Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Beyond blueprints, bulldozers, and freshly poured concrete, development carries costs and benefits for people. Projects can mean improved housing and new amenities for some, or displacement for others. Facing Change, Portraits and Narratives of the Shifting Cultural Landscape in East Baltimore is an art exhibit that showcases different perspectives on development in East Baltimore. Portraits in paint, debris, and sound. In the early 2000s, the nonprofit East Baltimore Development Incorporated, known as EBDI, formed with nearly $2 billion in funding to remake an 88-acre parcel north of Johns Hopkins Hospital. Despite setbacks, the project has produced a hotel, townhomes and apartments, and a new charter school. The project also relocated more than 700 families out of the community. Facing Change aims to illustrate the realities of urban development and give residents a platform to share their thoughts. And joining me is the artist behind the exhibit, Ben Hamburger, a painter from Silver Spring. He's pursuing a Master of Fine Arts in Community Arts at the Maryland Institute College of Art, MICA. This project is a component of his thesis work. Welcome to On the Record.
Thanks. It's great to be here, Sheila.
So tell us about the exhibit.
So the exhibit is a series of 19 portraits of community residents and stakeholders in middle and a bit of southeast Baltimore. And each portrait is painted on formstone debris found from construction sites and demolition sites in the area. And each portrait is paired with an audio narrative describing that person's experience with change in the area, memories about the area, and perspectives on change.
How did you get interested in the East Baltimore revitalization effort?
Well, I've moved around a lot in my career as an artist, and I came to Baltimore, particularly East Baltimore, for the graduate program at MICA, and my studio and the building where it is, MICA Place, is really in the thick of all of this. It's right in the center of Middle East Baltimore, in the EBDI footprint, and I live nearby in Southeast Baltimore in Highland Town. So, you know, spending all my time between these two places, I was really cognizant of the changes happening and the sort of unusual urban landscape with these new buildings shooting up and a lot of urban decay and vacancy and these neighborhoods in between it all.
Let's listen to one of the audio narratives. This is Ms. Annette.
We had the school right there. We had a market in walking distance. We had Old Town Mall in walking distance. We had a church in walking distance. So basically, we had everything that we needed right there. Then John Hopkins took over. All the families had to move out. Now John Hopkins has it. There's staff and students have the houses now. The ones who own their home, Hopkins paid for them to move. The little bit that they gave us was, I guess, just to, like I said, move us out and get us started in a new place. It was kind of difficult after being in a house for like 20, 25 years, and then you just up and be rooted somewhere else. If I could have, I would have stayed.
How did you find Miss Annette?
In Miss Annette's case, I ended up working with a group called United Workers that fights for fair development and does some community organizing, and so they were really a resource for me. I wanted to sort of understand the work that was already happening in the area revolving around the issues that I had become interested in. So I met with them and sort of asked them about how they had approached telling this story and mentioned my project idea to them. They were really interested, and they ended up referring me to Miss Annette as one of the people who was displaced by the EBDI development and who was really had an interesting story.
And what did you find most interesting about her story?
Well, Miss Annette is amazing. She she has a great way of telling her story, as you just heard, and she was so open about sharing it. And she has a really broad view of what's happened there, because she had lived there for 25 years, seen the area as what she describes a really vibrant community that was thriving. And then I think she saw the kind of decline of the area as Hopkins started to come in and buy up houses and move people out. And now she sees what it is. So I think she feels really compelled to tell her story, and she was so glad to be a part of this project.
That's artist Ben Hamburger here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about his exhibit, Facing Change, an exhibit that combines painted portraits and audio recordings of East Baltimore residents. Here is another of your portraits. This is Tim.
A big change for the good and not for the bad. It's like we're moving a lot of the old neighbors from out, which I believe I wish they could come back, some of them. But in a kind of way, some of them was a part of the problem, which was bringing drugs and different activities around the neighborhood. We got a new school right here, a lot of kids coming around, a library. There's a lot of different things going on in this neighborhood that I see that's turned around for the good.
A different perspective than we heard from Ms. Annette. How divided were the opinions that you got?
Quite divided. And I think that was part of my goal of the project, was to show the complexity of the situation and the many, many layers in this cultural landscape as it's changing. And just how people's different lived experiences makes them perceive these changes in different ways. You know, I have people included from Miss Annette, who was displaced from where she lived, to community organizers fighting to retain community identity, to one of the master developers for EBDI talking about his perspectives about things. And Tim fits somewhere in the middle of all that.
Were there any common themes that you heard from most people?
Yes. Throughout the 19 interviews, there were common themes, but they even all 19 of them just represent a small array of all the different ideas going on in that area. I think one of the common themes is this need for community agency in changes happening. So residents being able to have their voices heard and their wants heard in the plans for change in the future.
How did people react when you asked to record their thoughts about East Baltimore?
One of the first ways that I started interacting with people was painting outside, doing landscape paintings of street corners, of just the urban landscape, what I saw. And so, of course, that kind of attracted inquiry and attention to some degree. And when people would come up to me and look at what I was doing, I would sort of ask them about the area that I was painting. And through that, I started getting some pretty interesting stories, meeting people, and eventually asking them if I could record them. And, you know, some said no and some said yes. But the art and my painting out there was sort of the icebreaker, I guess.
Did you use debris in those landscapes?
No.
What inspired the debris?
So I was painting a lot of abandoned buildings and street scenes and urban scenes in general. And so I was sort of compelled by the look of this urban decay and all the memories embedded within it all. And I realized that I couldn't paint it better than it was, better than it already existed. And so gradually from there, the stories themselves and the people themselves became more important than my paintings. But I still wanted to include some of that. So painting on the raw material made the most sense.
One of these 19 narratives is from someone named Ben. Is that you?
Yes, it is, Sheila.
Why? Why are you in the exhibit as a participant?
Yeah, so that was sort of a tough choice for me. But in the end, I wanted to include myself as a demographic in the area as well. That is, someone relatively new to the area and as an artist moving in. So with the development, of course, there's a lot of new people moving into the area. So I wanted to speak about both myself as a new resident from elsewhere and myself as a artist, and sort of bringing to the table what is the role of arts and artists in communities that are rapidly changing. I think there are some theories that the arts can kind of spur gentrification and set the stage for gentrification and displacement. I think that there's other ideas that the arts can really strengthen communities and tighten bonds. And I think that it's important to have a real awareness of your place within the mix of all of this. Whether I want to be or not, I'm part of the story now.
What do you want people to take from this exhibit?
I hope that people can learn something new by hearing a different perspective on things. I hope that people can listen to what these folks have to say, recognize them all as true stories and true experiences and perspectives on the area, and sort of think critically about their sense of place and what's going on in our city and in other post-industrial cities like Baltimore, and kind of question the way that those changes come into place.
I appreciate you giving us a preview. Thank you.
Sure.
Artist Ben Hamburger's exhibit, Facing Change, will be on view at the Northeast Market tomorrow, Wednesday, April 5th, and at Grad Show 3 at Micah's Decker Gallery on Friday, April 21st. At the On the Record page at wypr.org, we have a link to the audio narratives. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Kast. Stay tuned.